Oh.
Really?
Nice.
I won't put that in there, Cody.
Okay.
This is, sorry, I know, I know. It's like that. Lodi Cosmore. No, sorry. Ben, this is Cody Loosemore. First year diploma, and this is her second presentation. And this is just really for Ben and then for you, Cody, if you wanted to reference it because you can't remember what we've talked about. So 3 weeks ago, three, four weeks ago, we had your initial meeting.
Yeah.
Just to check that you had an idea, a certain direction that you wanted to go in. We talked about some ideas. You would have gone off, hopefully, done some extra bits and bobs,
yeah,
given us some thought. So we're really here now just to, one, catch up, see if, one, your idea has changed or is still the same. If you've got an idea, what you've done in between, and if we can help you.
Okay.
So do you want to just fill us in of what's been going on? Because I know I, last time I saw you, I was like, techno dollhouses. You know, and I know other people have said other ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, where are you now?
I'm still wanting to do an installation.
Okay.
But
cute.
If I have to, like, downsize it, like, I can do, like, boxes, like, to show.
Why do you want to downsize it?
I don't know.
Right, let's get ambitious. You know, we're not gonna. But what is your fear about not downsizing? Is it that because it's like, oh, it's too much work,
no,
or too
just
much time,
a
or
big
what?
Challenge?
Yeah, it's a challenge.
What's, well, let's talk through what the problem is of the challenge. So this is like kind of like a mock,
yeah,
which I love. Great idea. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So this is a mock. It's fab. So why couldn't you make this large?
Well, I could.
but just more intricate, with,
yeah,
more stuff,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
and more
attention to sort of colour and,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Like, you know, you've made all these plans. Obviously, so what it will be about is, I think let's just stay big and ambitious.
Yeah.
But what I think we should do is, up to a point, you just make the components. As,
yeah,
if you're like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're just getting all your ingredients ready. So we'll be able to tell how big we need to make it by how much
stuff
you've collected,
yeah,
and made by a certain time frame.
Yeah.
Like, if we say 2 weeks of you making these fatter, trying to, can you get hold of like giant knitting needles?
Yeah.
Are these just crochets?
Yeah.
Finger crochets.
The finger and the needle.
With like a little thing. Well, you can get the giant needles, can't you?
Yeah,
like really fat cable ones. You know,
yeah,
we could try different materials. Are we still sticking with this sort of rave colours?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
So what we could do at the end is we could put a ultraviolet light inside it.
Yeah.
And then you've got basically a techno rave art installation made out of textiles.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah. Why, yeah, why would you ever want to dance? If you were going to downsize this, I'd say then we want about 20 of these little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll hang them all in different.
And you could play.
So you could go two ways.
Scale,
yeah,
length.
Yeah, yeah. What I think you should do, if I'm being honest, is this looks like a jellyfish to me.
It does,
yeah,
a little.
So why don't you make them jellyfish? Techno jellyfish.
Yeah.
As an idea.
Yeah.
But I feel like I say anything to you, you'll just go, yeah.
Yeah, you don't seem very excited.
How about making a chinchilla? Yeah. Yeah. But you've got to give me some light and shade here, Cody. I'm still getting to know you, and everything I ever say to you seems to be fine. So I'm starting to distrust that. So I either think large, and we think, and maybe look into jellyfish, look into like, because I think what would finish it off is if we could create a dome for the top of it, you can have ultraviolet lights inside
definitely
them.
Definitely need some lights in there.
And then we could, I think, after this, go and think, I'm either going to make a big one, one solid big one, or I'm going to make hundreds of little ones, which could be super cute. And you can't use my embroidery hoops either.
Yeah, you have to give that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to go in the workshop and say, Andy, I need to make some hoops,
yeah,
and stuff like that, yeah? So what do you think?
Yeah, I think I prefer, like, doing smaller ones, loads of smaller ones.
Well, let's do loads,
yeah,
of small ones. Right, why don't we just say, look, let's make 10.
Yeah.
9. Odds. Let's go for 9.
Mm-hmm.
because then we can hang them all at different lengths,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and at different things, and put different lights in all of them. I think that would be visually stunning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Right. So what we need to do is then, is I would like you to sort of push. So you could maybe make a mould. I would go and maybe work with Chantelle or Paige as soon as you can, and maybe make a mould, and then vac form over the mould so you can make domes
yeah.
for your small thingies. I know I'm saying jellyfish. I don't know whether that excites you or not, but jellyfish have bioluminescence mm-hmm. in it. If you do research into sort of jellyfish, they do actually glow in the dark.
And a lot of them have lights all down their tentacles that flash.
Yeah, and if you do look at rave, if you and I don't know about you, but I have been to parties and raves where they kind of have used effigies of jellyfish and things like that because of their glow in the dark stuff. Because you're in those kind of environments of glow in the dark and stuff like that. So
because you've got to think of when you're at a festival,
yeah.
it goes day to night. A lot of your pictures are of nighttime, and
yeah.
you've got a lot of artificial lights there, so it could be that you infuse some of them with that.
So we could get some lights into these.
Yeah.
Even that's jellyfish shape.
Mm.
Nah. But what I would do is leave here, make another board,
yeah.
look at, do some research on jellyfish and glow-in-the-dark animals.
Yeah.
Things like that. Then look at... do some research into the sort of small-scale installations or light installations or just people that make mobiles and hangings. Do that either in your sketchbook or your board. Make some boards like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can start making a plan. Like, right, I need to make loads of hoops in different sizes that I'm going to drill holes in.
Yeah.
I need to start getting my materials, making these. It would be lovely. You've got all these lovely walls. But you might want to experiment with getting like some, you know, plastics.
Yeah.
Shredding plastics, getting some like metallics, getting like, you know, like just, you can get like metallic plastic, you know, again, for your final show. You, if mum can give you some money or dad, like, I don't know, whoever, at the Dunelms, they sell. This Chantel got some here. We sell this stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that
£10 a metre. It's £10 a metre. But hello.
I've got some at home.
So it's, what you could do.
You could shred it.
You can shred it. You can make tubes and then put all of this over it with lights
yeah.
inside it. But you've got to kind of let us know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've kind of got to turn up and go, I've got this, because that tells us then, right, that's the direction you want to go in.
Yeah.
If you haven't got any money and you don't want to do anything like this, you've got to find what you do need.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think you're onto a really lovely idea.
Mm.
I love these purples. I love these blues. I love this nightclub rave element. And I think, yeah, if you want to just keep it as simple mobiles, that's fine. But I think if you want to really turbocharge it, these are jellyfish, man.
Yeah.
These are like raving jellyfish. And if they're all hung in a dark room with glow-in-the-dark with a UV light.
I love it.
Cody, this could be a really good show for you. But I want you to be really on it, because the thing is, we need a week before we get there, because if we're giving you a corner of a room or
yeah.
room, or we have to create a room, you have to paint that black or into a dark blue, get the ultraviolet light, then we need to hang it. So there's all these extra little jobs on the side.
Yeah.
So you need to kind of attack this now, really be like, right, I'm going to make 10 jellyfish. Right, that means I need to start crocheting like a...
yeah.
mad
crochet,
woman.
Yeah.
Right. And anyone else that can crochet. You know, the thing is, people love crochet, your class, it's, you can sit,
lunch
chat.
Times, yeah.
Just give people yarn, give people threads.
Just cut it off at lunchtime though, please.
Yeah.
After lunch.
You know, but don't, what's going to happen is you can't just rely on the textile room, that's the only thing Cody.
Yeah. You
mm-hmm.
have to invest.
You're not
going to
get all those materials. You know, I wish we could, but
yeah,
you're,
it's limited, yeah.
It is limited, and if you do really want to polish it, because the thing is, as you go along, you could be like, right, I want to add circles on,
yeah.
you know, I want to make embellishments
mm-hmm.
that I can hang on it as well, and be, we can just keep building on
yeah.
them.
I'm thinking now of sound.
Yeah.
Have you thought about sound? Because you've got this whole music environment.
Yeah, I'm going to bring, like, I have this star projector.
Yeah.
That has, like, LEDs and it's a speaker as well, so...
Okay, so we can have sound. We can even make these move.
You can make a soundtrack that goes on, like, a loop.
Yeah.
That could just be continually played.
Yeah. And it could be quite ravey.
Yeah.
Like, get some techno playing.
Yeah.
Your vibes. Do Cody.
Is this you excited? Well, you're not well. It's like that. Yeah. I'd hate to see when you're upset, Cody. look, brilliant idea. You've got it. You've just got to now just pull it all together with your research and make sure you're backing it up, getting your equipment. We will get you on the vibe with that.
Okay.
Happy?
Yeah.
Good.
I love it.
Be excited about this, please. Be excited.
I am.
It should be really fun.
Listen, and the more you make, the better it will look.
And that didn't take you too long to make, did it?
No.
I think we started early last week.
Yeah.
In the textiles.
I love that vibe. Different, you know, you can buy rope, you know, like, you can really get into it. You might want to go and get, like, Dayglow, like, you know, you can go and get, like, you know...
glammed up paint.
Dayglow paints. We can Dayglow everything in that, so that when you turn on the ultraviolet, you know, so I would even be getting on the internet and just see if you can on eBay get some cheap techno fabrics or glow in the dark threads and yarns or ultraviolet stuff that responds to ultraviolet. Again, you'd even go and get, like, you know, like the road workers, like the day glow high vis, cut up some high vis stuff.
The silver bits that are on their hybrids, because they catch the light. And
it's like cat's eyes and that. So even bits of mirror.
Yeah.
You know, as we go down, like, you can get little circle bits of mirror, we can glue bits of mirror on and that. So we're playing. So what we want is to create, like, as if we were decorating a party, a rave.
Yeah.
They'd be all around the outside, there'd be rave, it'd be dark, and you've got all this really lovely decoration. I want to go to this party
disco
already.
Disco interiors.
Yeah, I want to go to this party already.
Yeah,
To make this real, it will take you to commit to it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But it's a great idea, Cody. I'm really pleased.
These are lovely. Did you teach yourself these?
Yeah, YouTube and Elsie as well. She's good at.
Oh my God! We'll get Elsie making.
No, don't distract her.
Well, maybe we could get Elsie to do a crochet project.
Maybe, yeah.
She'll do crochet.
Crochet trees.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. White, big, chunky crochets. Anyway, we sidetrack. Yeah, love all of these.
It might be fun to look at other ways of, I don't know, similar techniques to this, just to give your...
Yes.
A lot more texture. Like, some of these are really lovely. They're, like, short and fat, but they've got, like, a squishy kind of texture vibe to them. It might be fun to play around with berries.
And we'll do some felt balls. I'll show you how to make felt balls. You can get them to make felt balls. Or have I done felt balls with you?
No.
Did I do it in the first? Oh, no, you're still in the first year. It's felt balls. It's just fleece, and you roll it around. They take ages, but they look really good. And especially if you get everyone to make them with you, you can make all these little clay balls.
Yeah,
that,
like,
you
dangly.
Can dangle and thread onto.
And it could be fun to hide little fairy lights or LEDs.
Absolutely.
Because
if you've got battery packs, see, if you make a jellyfish head, you can put the battery packs inside the jellyfish head, and then the lights can dangle down in among it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, now
just
I can
getting
see
excited
it.
Now.
A great idea. Right. I think that's enough for you. I don't want to fill your head too much with just doing different research, but I would look at artists that use light. I would look at artists that use day glow. Do the background work, Cody, because this is a fantastic idea, and I'd hate for you to sort of be distinction level final piece, and then, you know, everything else is a pass because you've not stuck it in, you know, and fed it. And because this is great. So this is great. Okay?
Yeah.
Love it.
Cody.
Can I have a little flick? Sorry, before you go quickly through your sketchbook.